Hey, everybody. So the podcast, I was gonna go over to Alan's new house to record, but they asked me when I got to their door to go to the shed and record from there, which is weird because I remember them telling me they have a state-of-the-art studio in their new house, and I thought it was interesting, and that they want me to go to the shed, but I said, you know what, I don't know, they're a homeowner now, Alan's my best friend, well, business partner, but hopefully someday best friend, 107 episodes in, and I'm hoping that, like, I could further some goodwill, or maybe they're preparing a birthday cake for me. So I'm in this shed right now. There's nothing but empty packets of Razor energy drink littering the ground here. There's no tools.
Russ, can you hear me over the intercom?
Yeah, I can't get out of your shed. There seems to be a padlock on it right now.
I had to lock you in there for security purposes, Russ. I'm sorry.
Alan, what's wrong? Is it because I'm wearing my Ahigao shirt today?
I saw, well, you came up to my video doorbell, and all I saw was a screaming anime face, and I didn't know what was going on, so I had to hit my panic button and then direct you to the shed.
Wait, Alan, are you placing me under citizen's arrest?
I might be placing you under citizen's arrest. Russ, if you
maybe,
could take,
Alan, be, if be you could, certain about this, are you citizen's arresting me?
If you could empty your pockets right now and put them in that little hatch over to your left, then I can undo the padlocks and let you upstairs to the studio.
Alan, I don't want to take this stuff out of my pocket.
What's in your pockets?
I can't tell you.
What? Okay, Russ, I'm gonna have to flood the shed with the razor juice. I'm sorry.
No, Alan,
if you don't empty your pockets,
I'm emptying them.
What the fuck is that?
Flavored condoms that I've never used.
Do you just keep those loose in your pocket? Like, you don't even put it in your wallet?
No.
Were you hungry or something?
No. In case I have to, you know,
pee
down. I don't know.
Were you planning on peeing in these flavored condoms?
No!
Okay.
I've been carrying them since I was 18, and I feel like they're a good luck charm. At first, they were because I was thinking about having sex with them. Now, they're just good luck charms, okay?
Have you ever had good luck?
I've never had good luck.
I mean, you've never used them, so, I mean, you couldn't have been that lucky, right?
Oh, my God. Alan, let me out!
Okay, fine. Okay, fine, fine, and fine. I'm undoing the padlock. Okay.
Wait. Okay.
What? What are you gonna say?
Very nice of you. Oh,
follow the Roomba back up to the studio.
The Roomba. Wait a minute. That's not even you in person out there?
No. God, no.
Oh my God. It's one of those little tripods on the end of a stick. What is that thing with the little iPad thing?
Yeah, it's like a little Segway with an iPad on it.
Alan, you couldn't even see me.
In person? I couldn't meet you at the door. What?
This is a new low. I think this is a new low for you. You have become like a freaking next door user. You've just become that.
I mean, I might have called the cops on the mailman a few days in a row.
Because your Amazon package didn't come in on time?
No, because it was a stranger. I'm getting really into Castle Doctrine, Russ.
Castle Doctrine?
Yes. I've been watching a lot of the TV show Castle.
That has nothing to do with... That's a detective show. Wait. Oh, you're profiling criminals now?
Yeah, I'm profiling criminals using advanced algorithms, which basically looks out for Ahigao shirts.
Listen.
Ahigao shirts are, it's kind of like Juggalo face paint is the way to get through. It's like Ahigao shirts can fool facial detection algorithms. It's the thing that only criminals wear it.
I just got back from a Smash Bros. Tournament. I'm wearing my Ahigao t-shirt, and I haven't showered for 3 days. What's so wrong about me?
Maybe I should have turned on the razor juice thing just to get rid of that stink. You smell like a rotten crab. Were you going to throw it at that guy?
A rotten crab. I'm going to push your goddamn little Segway over.
It's fine. Plunk. I'm not inside of it or anything.
Oh, yeah, well, take this.
It pops back up like a hoe, like the, you know, like when the guy steps on it.
Ow, my pee-pee.
Yeah, it's like when Homer steps on the rake or whatever the fuck.
That was Sideshow Bob.
Same, hold on, same guy. Oh, wait, you know, Krusty and Homer are the same guy. My bad.
Alan, you have become the worst person.
What? Just because I don't know Simpsons references?
I'm
going to
storm the fucking gate. Okay, I'm smacking on your door right now. Let me in!
Okay, fine. Hold on. Let me actually unlock this door. Okay, you're in the studio now.
Alan.
Yeah.
You look like the long fingernail lady with your long fingernails.
Yeah, so, I mean, I might be surrounded by these jars of piss. And I might have tissue boxes on my feet, but so what?
Alan.
I'm safe in my room, Russ.
You're safe?
In the studio. I'm a homeowner, Russ, but a lot of people have it out for me.
What? Do you think Mao Zedong's gonna come after you?
I watched Dr. Stone, and as much as I hate Dr. Stone, I'm worried that that Maoist Tarzan is gonna come in here and beat the shit out of me.
Alan.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Listen, I mean, have you seen how tough it is for homeowners out there? I'm afraid of getting knockout games.
Alan, I'm just worried about you.
Listen, I've got plenty of food. I have my Blue Aprons delivered all the time. I've got my MeUndies. I've got everything delivered.
Everything is within a subscription service now. When was the last time you've been inside a store?
Boy. I get everything I need from podcasts now.
Are you just chewing Blue Chew just to have a bubble gum?
Yes, I love it.
I love it.
I love the Blue Chew.
It's the only gum you could get.
It's the only gum I can get via podcast now. It's caused me to just have a constant erection.
Alan, I'm just worried about you.
I don't know. I think I'm doing great, Russ.
We're really. I want us to be friends so bad. I don't want you to.
To what? To what? Lock myself in my studio in a Howard Hughes type thing?
What is that big airplane you're working on, by the way?
You mean the fur bird?
The furry bird.
No, it's made of fur, the wood.
Alan, that'll never fly.
Yo, that's what they always said, but I've been watching a lot of Dr. Stone. I know a lot about science.
Let's just start recording the podcast. Welcome, everybody. This is Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast on the planet. I'm your host, Russ Walsh. With me, as always, is my co-host, Alan Black, who I think is in a dangerous place right now.
No, I mean, I'm in my house. It's the safest place I can be.
Alan, you won't leave your goddamn house. You look like you haven't seen the sun in months.
So? First of all, I've only bought this house like in June.
Yeah, that's the scariest part about it.
I immediately turned like translucent. Yes. Look like one of the twins from The Matrix 2.
Everything you own is IKEA hacking. Is an IKEA hack.
Now that is true. I can't argue with. Everything I own has been IKEA hacked. Do you see these nice Tarva nightstands and dresser? I stained and hit that with some chalk paint and some antiquing wax. I love the antiquing wax.
You're using like a hollowed out wax fruit you bought from them as your like stove top or whatever.
Well, no,
I don't know what the fuck
antiquing
is going
wax
on
is.
Here.
I get some of those big wax lips from that you get in your Halloween basket, and I warm those up a little bit and then put them in my mouth and then give it a smooch. I just kiss all my IKEA furniture to give it a nice.
Wouldn't have doubted it the way you're treating your house.
I love it. I love it so much.
You're like have a symbiotic relationship with. Is this the freaking House of Leaves?
Is that what that book's about?
I don't know.
Does somebody like fuck their house in that book?
I tried to read it, but it kept turning upside down, and I said, "This book's broken."
Oh boy!
This what? I ain't gonna turn my book around.
Did Deadpool write this fucking book?
the House of Chimichanga.
Is this the Joker's trick? Did he make this book?
Oh man, Infinite Jest. What is a jester? A joker, if you will.
Think about it.
It makes
a lot of sense.
David Foster Wallace, Joe Chill?
Maybe. What's the name of the fucking Joaquin Joker? Isn't it like Arthur Fleck?
Arthur Flick Bean. Flick the ant from Bugs?
He's just flicking his mom's bean in the back.
Oh man.
Now Russ, you love that Joker trailer because you finally got representation as a guy who dances with his mom in the living room and takes a bath with her.
A guy who is constantly telling people like it is on the subway train.
Making little pamphlets that you hand out, going to open mic nights and getting screamed at.
Yeah. Revealing that society is all a big funny joke. Mm-hmm. And I'm the master of it.
The crime is very funny.
I am always laughing at bank robberies.
Oh boy. Hey, you know why they rob banks? Because that's where the money's at. That's a little joke for me to you.
The Joker's trick.
Oh boy. Well, Russ, I don't know. I mean, I don't think being a homeowner has changed me that much.
We've really become like yin and yang here, Alan. Because you've come to represent order and I've come to represent chaos.
You are. So that is the other thing is I did have to. My algorithm did flag you not only for the Ahagao shirt, but also for your Joker makeup that you've been kind of constantly wearing. Is that a tattoo? Did you get tattoo Heath Ledger Joker makeup?
I did, and I was the guy who caught the football at the CFL game.
Have you been hanging out with Waste again?
Didn't Waste die? Did I kill Waste?
No, Waste abandoned you while doing some sort of crime.
Oh, that's right. Waste is dead. My former best friend.
What happened?
But he's X-Men dead. He can come back.
Oh, is he gonna possess the body of Phantom X?
No, he got absorbed into an evil amulet.
Oh, I hate when that happens. Did he get Steven Universe? Did he get like a Lapis Lazuli kind of thing?
I did cry on him or something. I don't remember a lot of what happened. There was crying at the end.
You tried to get him out of there, and you tried to cry on him like Steven Universe, and then you also tried to use spit, and then eventually you just wound up like pissing and coming on the amulet
and
to try to get him out.
I'd love to tell you how it ends, but you're going to have to wait 4 to 6 months, and it'll be on the app, but you won't know.
You have to wait for a Steven bomb, waste bomb.
A waste bomb.
And you're only going to get like 3 episodes, and also they're not going to be advertised or nobody's going to tell you that they aired.
And if you want a waste bomb, just hang out at the Popeye's bathroom after I eat there.
Ross, that's another thing. They're building a Popeye's very close to my house. Do you know how long it has been? There was a Popeye's in my town when I was a small child, and ever since then it's been Bojangles country. That Popeye's closed and there wasn't one in the entire county. If I wanted to go to a Popeye's, I had to drive an hour and a half away. But now it's back, baby. It's back. Do you know how much power I'm going to have? I can go to a Bojangles and then drive a minute down the road and go to a Popeye's?
Are you going to Anton Ego it and be like, it's my childhood?
Yeah, I'm going to eat the thing. It's going to make me have a flashback. And then I'm going to learn that criticism's bad.
Criticism's bad.
Hey, Russ. I'm pinching your lips. Let people enjoy things.
I'm sorry.
Let people enjoy things.
You're just actually pinching the lips of one of the Ahigao girls on my shirt right now.
And was wearing a pair of wax lips.
Yeah. Can't pinch my lips if I've got the wax lips on. It's the Joker's trick.
That is the Joker's trick. The Joker. I like the idea that the Joker is just wearing like big fake wax lips, and like Batman, goes in for a smooch, and he's like, "Ha ha!"
That's what Batman Hush was about. He was hushed because his mouth was full of candy.
And that time that he remember when the Joker got his face cut off by a guy,
or didn't he? I thought he cut his own face off.
Did he cut it? Maybe that's just how twisted he is.
That was like some weird Garth Ennis shit, or I don't know. That was when the Joker was just like a
boys.
Weird guy. Da Boys.
Ooh, we love Da Boys. Our favorite. Hey, what if superheroes were bad?
Hey, think about this. Guys who punch people all the time. Maybe they aren't the good guys in this situation.
It's so cool.
I love when the things I like get taken to task.
I love when somebody reads Watchmen and then decides to do it again, but shittier, 30 years later.
It's so funny. because I loved it when I love it when my favorite male celebrities go through divorces and they get taken to task in the court process. I love it. What if that happened to Spider-Man? And
yeah. Russ, your favorite comic book is that one Spider-Man like alternate universe thing where he's old and Spider-Man Reign, where it was revealed that he killed Mary Jane with his radioactive cum.
Oh, baby.
You love that. That's you've got that panel like pasted up on your
wall.
You know
I've got my tragedy fetish. I just want a wife so bad.
You're kind of like in a weird way, Rose, you're kind of like the antithesis of a wife guy. and then you only briefly want a wife.
I went to Best Buy and I said, I want the fanciest fridge.
The fanciest fridge. And you want to make sure like you're measuring the inside of it. Like, let me see. Can I fit a wife in here?
Can I fit a wife in there?
Asking the blue shirts at Best Buy to like crawl inside of it for you.
They don't like me at Best Buy.
No, they're afraid they're going to get Punky Brewstered.
Oh no, Punky. It is. I did go there and buy the complete series of Punky Brewster on DVD. So that gave them some bad ideas too.
Yeah, that's not great. Try to get some ideas from to how to fridge your wife.
No, my wife.
Oh boy.
Oh god, just the thought of it. No, Cynthia.
Is your wife Cynthia the doll from Rugrats?
No. Yeah, that was Cool Heads Talk Shop. Personally,
we're both living very normal lives. I'm staying inside my house all the time, and Russ is harassing Best Buy employees.
What's the greatest form of chaos now is bothering retail workers.
You are kind of becoming, well, see, that's the other thing, is that you keep posting videos of you doing this whole wife routine at Best Buy, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, anywhere where they sell fridges, and then you keep posting it on YouTube as like social experiment, shoving my wife in a fridge.
Oh, you know it.
You're not getting a lot of views. Are you trying to monetize?
Yeah. I'm trying to monetize, but it's just not working out for me.
Oh,
so
boy.
If anybody can contact, I don't know who the new like bad person on YouTube is, but if Logan Paul, is it still Logan Paul? Is he the
Logan
man?
Paul went on, I think, Fox Business recently and said that he could beat anybody in a foot race. Let me make sure that's the right Paul. It's either him or Jake. But he said like he could let me double check here. Yeah, here it is. Yeah, here it is. He talks about how he had pink eye and how he could beat anybody in a foot race. He said he's faster than anybody on Earth.
You know what that means. You know what that means? He was in a foot race, and I'm gonna assume it was with Jake, and Jake farted in his face at the running block.
Oh no.
And now to hide the fact that he got farted on by his brother or friend, I don't even know the story behind it. That's my theory, and definitely not something that happened to me.
Oh boy. So yeah, here we go. I've got this right here. I've got the video and an article pulled up. He showed up and they introduced him as controversial YouTube star, and he said, "Hey, just so you know, I'm an ex-controversial YouTuber. Very cool. I'm everywhere, baby. I'm everywhere, and I'm nowhere. I'm like a ghost. That's YouTube is my home for me as a creator, where not only my content can be seen, consumed, digested, but also they pay. It's definitely going downhill from here. I'm terrified. I think it's the beginning of the end. I have pink eye, by the way. And also, he said he could beat anybody on foot. He is competing against other major YouTubers in an Olympic-style track and field race. I'm so glad that we could bring this up, because RaceSype has made me his designated runner for this YouTuber track and field race.
Has Razor put out Razor legs yet? What would a Razor? What would be a good creature for like Razor's artificial limbs to be named after?
Let's see. All the keyboards are named after spiders for the most part. All the mice are named after snakes. Can I replace my bottom half with like a snake body? Is that allowed?
Well, the problem with that is that
self-lamification.
The thing is, it wouldn't be named after a snake because that's already the keyboards.
No, the keyboards are mice.
Wait, the keyboards are mice.
Wait, hold on. Oh, two animals. The snakes are mice.
Okay.
The snakes are mice. The keyboards are spiders, except they might not be anymore. It's all very confusing. Headboard, not headboards. I'm thinking about my bed and my headboard I had to buy. Headphones were like sea creatures for a while. It was like Kraken and Leviathan, but I don't know. It's a bunch of weird shits going on. And then also the microphone's called Sarin, which was the name of that anime that aired a few years back, too.
Oh, my God.
I'm very confused. So it'd probably be named, like, I don't know, Dr. Stone or something. It'd probably be named, like,
named after, yeah, named after Legacy Shonen Jump titles.
Legacy Shonen Jump titles. Ooh, it's my legs, Dr. Slump.
What is that security guard?
Paul Blart.
What is that guy? Oh, that like security guard. What was that guy's name?
What the fuck are you talking about? From Dr. Slump?
No, that one guy.
I don't know what you're talking about. Security
the
guard.
Like the longest running.
I have no idea. I have no idea what that is.
Kochira Katsukiraku Kamieri Koenmei Hoshid Sujo.
What the fuck is that?
That was the longest running Shonen Jump manga. I was going to make a joke to it, but I couldn't remember what it was called.
Yeah, no wonder.
Kochikami.
Is it about Paul Blart? Like, what is it?
You don't know this. It was the longest running Shonen Jump comic ever. And it was about, like, this police officer who would invent gadgets to be a better police officer, but they'd always wind up with him, like.
He was doing an Inspector Gadget?
He's a little bit less French, though.
Oh, the longest running one now is Dokaben, which is a baseball manga.
Dokaben.
Yes. Yeah, Kochikame is Kochikame Tokyo Beat Cops.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's the second longest running now. It's Dokaben. It's Dokaben, then that one, then Golgo 13. Then Manami no Teo, then Cooking Papa, then Grappler Baki, then JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Ooh, Papa. Yeah. Boom.
Yep. 125 volumes of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Whoa.
That's lot.
Crazy.
That's a lot. Especially since Dokaben has been since 1972, and the Paul Blart one was since 1976. Golgo 13 since 1968? What the fuck? Yeah, a lot of these are very old. Cooking Papa is newer than JoJo's, but somehow has more. Very weird. Anyway, that's not really that interesting. Dweegan Minute.
Yeah, let me go grab my device here.
Don't make any sudden moves, Russ. I've got the cameras trained on you.
Okay. Don't worry, I'm not going to Watchdog-style hack your interface.
If you TJX6 me, I will annihilate you.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah, I haven't seen Nosy in a long time.
Flap, 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 flap.
Nosy, what?
Nosy Freehorns.
Nosy Freehorns. You're still. Didn't you become like a cyber being for a while? And
yes,
then
but I'm free among the digital powers. And Alan, I've infested your entire system.
Oh fuck! You're inside my house.
I'm trying to kill you again.
Oh no, you're just kind of making my Philips Hue light bulbs.
No, maybe let's pivot. It's actually like a smart house, and I'm trying to become your mother.
Oh, is that what that movie's about?
Isn't that what that movie's about?
Is there like a horny house in that movie?
Oh, that house be horny. The DCOM?
Oh man, more DCOM.
Oh boy. Anyway, Alan.
Yeah. I mean, are you going to operate my house more efficiently or worse?
Worse, but I'm going to make you eggs and bakey.
I do like to wakey wakey and eat eggs and bakey. Yeah, that might be okay. I guess I'm okay with that, Nosy. I don't know. I guess the conflict's a lot funnier, but I'm okay with it if you make me breakfast.
Oh, and then I'm going to poison it.
Oh, no, I don't like poison.
Alan, I hate you, and I'm not sure why. I think at one point there was a reason for it, but we'll never know.
Well, I guess until next time, I'm going to turn off. I'm just going to have to turn off my Alexa so Nosy's not able to do anything for the duration of the show. I guess Nosy Threehorns possesses my house now.
Yeah.
And possession is 9/10 of the law.
Wait, so was, what? If you get possessed, you can get away with anything.
Basically, because he can blame it on the ghost.
That's how I get away with all my chaotic crimes, as I always go, I was possessed by the ghost of the Joker.
But he's not dead.
Uh-huh, as far as you know.
And that's actually how I got out. I was the guy from Hereditary.
Oh, King Paimon.
King Paimon.
Yeah, are you allowed to make jokes about that yet?
Hereditary?
Yeah.
It came out like a year or two ago, right? Hey, what if it was King Paypig? he possesses the kid and just like makes him like PayPal all of his money away to women online. he wakes up and he's holding his phone and there's a bunch of feet pics in his DMs. God, so cool.
This demon's got feet pics.
Feet piss.
Feet piss.
You said feet piss.
No, I said feet pics. The tape will show me out.
We'll see. I'm gonna edit the
maybe
sound
I'll just show I'm gonna show myself out at this point.
You probably should. Before you go, the Domino's Goes.
Oh baby. Hot week for Domino's Goes. Our hottest segment, famously.
Our hottest segment. Yes. The suggested za this week from our Patreon donor Andrew. The Wisconsin 6 cheese pizza from Domino's. Russell, have you had this one before?
Yes, I have.
What do you think about this one? Because I got it again this week.
Now, you know my feelings on cheese pizza. I love cheese pizza. Cheese pizza is one of my favorite pizzas, but famously...
That's why you were indicted in the Pizzagate hearings, yes?
Yeah. I love it, but also it's hard to justify ever buying it, because usually it's like $2 or $3 cheaper than a normal pizza. And with the steep prices of pizza these days, when I'm paying $30 for a premium Portland pie, I have to spend the extra $2 to buy toppings or else I'll feel like an idiot. But I love cheese pizza.
A cheese pizza is good. I think a cheese pizza, maybe a basic cheese pizza, is the best way to judge the quality of a restaurant's pizza.
It really goes to show on the crust and just like the flavor of cheese, you know.
The ratios, essentially.
Yeah.
Of cheese to sauce to crust. I got turned on to the Wisconsin 6 cheese pizza from our Domino's insider, Ren, a few years back. And her recommendation, and I've kind of stuck with this since every time I've ordered it, is to get the Wisconsin 6 cheese pizza on the Brooklyn crust. The Brooklyn crust is something that I feel like not many people order from Domino's. It's a thinner... I feel like the pizza is probably by default, the large one might be like a couple inches bigger. It's like a little bit of a bigger, thinner, more, you know, New York style crust.
Right.
And I think it does suit the Wisconsin 6 cheese particularly well. I think the one that I got that Ren suggested was, I think it was salami on the Wisconsin 6 cheese, which is very good, but this time I just got it plain. I think it's a solid cheese pizza. The cheddar is the most overpowering of all the cheeses on there.
That's true. Did I tell you I had this too?
I don't think you told me before.
Oh yes, I had it.
Yeah, I would hope so. And yeah, the cheddar is a little bit more overpowering than the other ones, but it's solid. Sometimes I'm a little bit iffy about cheddar because sometimes they do that on like a barbecue pizza and it kind of feels weird, but
yeah. Can I tell you I don't even think this is a hot take, but a while back we had the stuffed crust cheese from Pizza Hut.
Yes.
I have to say this was much better.
Yes.
It did not feel like a grease pie. The cheese had enough of a unique flavor that like it felt like a blending of flavors and not just like, oh, I spent all this money on
cheese.
Extra fancy cheese that really could have just been
mozzarella
part two or spicy mozzarella. I don't know.
God, a spicy mozzarella. Can you even imagine?
Can you even imagine?
My drill tweet, the wise man bows his head. The cheese you're looking for is pepper jack.
Oh my God.
Think about it. It is spicy mozzarella. Anyway, what was your hot take?
That's about it. It was much better than...
than the Pizza Hut? That's not even a hot take. We don't like Pizza Hut as much.
Yeah, I know. But I do want to say it had goat cheese on it.
Yeah, I like goat cheese. Yeah.
It was almost like the goat cheese was a topping in and of itself.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that it's like the crumbled up and it's melted, but like it's still like distinct. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't melt all the way. I like that. Has anybody ever put cotija cheese on a pizza? I'm sure they've had to.
I've had it before.
Is it any good?
It was part of a...
Like a taco pizza?
It was a taco pizza. I think I talked about it on this podcast. It was a Pizza Week pizza here in Portland. The Portland Mercury, a local periodical, has a Pizza Week. And they had a cotija pizza, taco pizza sort of thing. With like It was a chicken, but like spiced chicken. And it was pretty good. It worked great. It was the freaking aioli sauce they put on it. That was just like,
I see.
Why did you dribble this disgusting sour
mayonnaise
all over my... And listen, I love an aioli. I'm down for an aioli, but when it's literally the most powerful part of your flavor profile of this like pungent egg white sauce, ugh, yuckers.
I'm of the opinion now, after that Pizza Mind pizza, which, God, I've got to go back there, but I'm of the opinion now that the best execution of a taco pizza is the refried beans as the sauce.
Repeat that?
The Pizza Mind pizza is the best execution of a taco pizza idea, and that pizza has refried beans instead of sauce.
It's like a double-decker pizza. What?
It is essentially a double-decker pizza. It's like refried beans, crumbled up with ground beef on top of that, some shredded, like, I can't remember if it's American or cheddar cheese. It's just orange Taco Bell cheese, essentially. And then, and like, I think they put, like, diced tomatoes on it. And then, as a topping, you can crumble up tortilla chips and, like, lettuce, but they don't cook it with that on it. You can just, like, sprinkle that on as you want. So it doesn't get wilted or soggy. I think that is the best execution of that. It may or may not have some hot sauce added in there as well, but pretty good shit.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. So anyway, for anybody that's you know, looking for a recommendation, I think the Wisconsin 6 cheese is good. Did you get it on the Brooklyn crust or just the standard?
I got it on the standard crust.
I think that's probably fine. I'd be hesitant to maybe get it on the pan.
Well, yeah, the pan is just so bready that it's like it would be eating, I don't know.
I feel like the pan crust is good for a lot of things, but I wouldn't go with a full cheese.
All right.
I don't know, maybe I'm wrong.
And the last experience I had with the pan pizza did not turn out so hot. It was not my favorite slice. It was not my favorite
pie. Did we talk about how I think they might have changed the sausage up at Domino's and they're offering bigger chunks now?
Ooh. Is it more like the whole Blaze Pizza crumbled meatball situation?
I think it might be. I mean, crumbled meatballs is, I believe, still a topping that you can do there. Really, the difference between crumbled meatballs and sausage is kind of getting a little bit iffy at this point. I feel like sausage is just the greasier version of the meatballs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit breadier.
No, but I think the Wisconsin sick cheese is good. I would maybe recommend do like half salami. I think a salami pairs pretty well with that. Just to give it a little bit of, basically just to get it a little bit of extra saltiness, if you're just a nasty person like me. But I think it's good. I think it's a solid pie. And I have to say, I really am a big fan of the Brooklyn crust. I think it's underrated.
What do you think of the price point? That was my one major thing. I bought it, during, Domino's 50% off weekend.
Ooh, I did not get that.
Yeah, it was $18 for the full pie without the 50% off. And yeah, that's kind of expensive for a cheese pizza.
It is kind of steep. I mean, it is like they count those as like separate toppings, so it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not really too weirded out by it because like a lot of times we always get like a Philly cheesesteak pizza and it's pretty much comparable, like any of those specialty pizzas, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. And like,
these were all good topping. It's always the thing where cheese in my brain is not a topping.
You don't think of it. It's like a weird depression era mindset that we have. That's like, if I got to put toppings on there, I got to get the most filling, you know, beefy ones. I got to get.
You ever eat a pizza and just want to ride a train about the countryside and like have adventures and steal pies from windowsills?
Do you want to just go to the Big Rock Pizza Mountain?
The Big Rock Pizza. Well, I ate some pizza the other day. That shit's like hard as a rock.
Yeah, what do you eat?
Graham cracker shit.
What was the hardest
pizza?
No,
that's just me being a bad boy.
Man, I can't wait to try out all the new pizza places that deliver to my new house.
Oh no.
I'm going to have to do like that episode of Rugrats where they put a framed photo of their mom in the mail slot and have the pizza guy shove the pizza through the mail slot.
Hell yeah, that rules.
What are you going to ask, Russ?
You know, are you sure you'll be able to eat any of that pizza? Won't you be afraid it's poison or something? Now that you've become, like, a feudal lord or something?
Oh, I'm gonna have to... I'll have somebody try a piece first, and then wait
No.
And then wait a while, and then eat it. I'll make the delivery guy eat a slice of it.
I'm out of work right now.
You want to be a pizza taster? That could be something. That is a good market for you, Russ.
I could... Listen, Ben and Jerry hasn't gone back to me about being a flavor designer.
Isn't one of the Ben and Jerry guys famously, like, he has, like, an impacted sense of smell, so he really loves the textures?
Oh, well, I was in a foot race with him, and I farted in his face by accident.
So. Did you fart in his face and then cause them to go to the mix-in? The mix-in-centric ice cream that we all know and love them for?
My fart was so stinky that he couldn't smell no more, and that's why he can't.
I really, you really are like some sort of Rocco's Modern Life character.
Well, I was a big track and field kid back in high school.
I guess.
I mean, I used to be the track and field, and now I'm into trucking and fucking. So
you're not really doing much of either because you don't own a truck and you have those unused.
God, don't tell let people know that.
And then you have those unused flavored condoms. What flavors are those, by the way?
They're...
Is that black licorice?
They're all, like, penny candy. Like, one's, like, the wrap... One's, like, the strawberry wrapper candy.
One looks like it says egg cream.
One of them's a root beer barrel. As I'm looking at these closer, they might actually not be candies. They just might be candy I picked up from a...
They might not be condoms. They might just be candy that you got from an old person.
Okay, I admit it. I don't carry condoms on me. I keep around penny candy that I might hand out to grandmas in case they are nice to me.
God, it's I'm glad that you didn't make that mistake. Well, you are usually, because you want a wife that will die, you are usually trying to seduce old ladies.
What can I say?
Oh, boy. So I can see why you haven't noticed this.
It's not a money thing. It's not a money
thing.
It's
not like a Lex Luthor. It's not like a Lex Luthor in that one Superman movie. It's different.
Oh man.
Oh boy. That was in the Brandon Routh thing where the Lex Luthor guy was wearing a Gene Hackman style wig at one point. It was in the really shitty Superman Returns. The one where he had a shitty son. Do you remember that one?
No.
That was the one that came out in like the mid 2000s. There was a
Superman Returns. I never watched it.
Yeah. The only cool thing is that one scene where a guy shoots him point blank in the eyeball.
Oh yeah.
And it bounces off his eye. That was cool.
Yeah, Bryan Singer. I haven't heard what he's been up to lately, but he's one of my fave directors. So I'm hoping whatever he's bringing next to the Superman tale, I'm holding out for it. You know.
Mm-hmm. You're a big fan of him. You love all those Weinstein produced films of the 80s.
Oh my God, they're so huge. Oh man.
Oh boy.
He's like a movie producing machine. He's making so many great products.
It's great. It's great.
What if those guys
Gremlins 2? Ooh. We love it.
Those guys are gremlins.
Those guys are gremlins. I did hear that Jeffrey Epstein did get choked out in his cell by a gremlin. It's part of the Clinton crime family did send some gremlins to assassinate him.
If the gremlins, if they made a gritty gremlin reboot where they're agents of the Me Too movement, they choke out.
I was going to say agents of QAnon, but okay.
Oh, the gremlins. What happened?
GAnon.
Gremlinon.
God, can you imagine if there's like, if they made Gremlins 3, and you know how like in Gremlins 2 there's like brain gremlin, vegetable gremlin, lady gremlin, and then now it'd be like phone gremlin, QAnon gremlin,
black pill gremlin, tradcath gremlin,
tradcath gremlin. They pour holy water on it.
The god pill.
God, the god pill. That is the last pill that we all need to take, folks. The god pill. That's the one you take before you die. All right. Pizza news. I've got a bad... We were just talking good stuff about Domino's, but I've got a bad thing they did here.
Domino's?
What the fuck? Let us be in charge here. A blind man couldn't order pizza from Domino's, and the company wants the Supreme Court to say that websites don't have to be accessible. Guillermo Robles, who is blind, tried to order a custom pizza from Domino's at least 2 times in recent years using the company's website and mobile app. He's an increasing number. He's part of one of an increasing number of Americans with disabilities who are bringing lawsuits under the ADA against businesses that they say are discriminating against them by not providing accessible websites. The official website for Beyonce is also targeted.
No.
What does her website do?
It's just a button that lets you go yas over and over.
Yeah, it's the one that lets you do that play your own, choose your own adventure story where you pretend to be your assistant or whatever.
I forgot about that.
That is fucked that, like, Domino's has... I can order Domino's from my car's computer now. That's not a joke. That's something Helen. I think we didn't talk about. What?
Helen.
What?
Now your car is just an extension of your house. It's terrible.
My car has a Wi-Fi network. I could mesh those together. But anyway,
then you'll have nosy Freehorns following you around everywhere.
God, I'm going to get him trapped inside the car, Russ, and I'm going to drive the car off a cliff.
Oh no. Is that you're finally going to defeat,
Nosy Freehorns?
Is Nosy Freehorns allied with, Pepper the Robot right now? Or are they in a war?
I think it's the enemy of my enemy is my friend kind of situation.
Oh.
They're both my enemy.
God damn it.
You wanted to be an NPC, that way you could be my friend.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, I hate Nosy Freehorns.
That's not how that works, Russ.
God damn it.
I've read Sun Tzu. I think this is bullshit, because it's like, you can order...
Well, I read Machiavelli the Prince, and I gotta say...
You just listened to a Prince album. You were just listening to the song Pussy Control over and over again and getting horny about it.
Well, that's not true.
That's on the Gold Experience album, by the way. Yeah, I think it's fucked up that, like, Domino's has, like, a million different platforms that you can order from, but they still can't make just, like, their standard website, at the very least, like, accessible.
My pizza, Pete the Pizza Maker, first, you're a fucking lie.
First of all...
You have no fucking clue when my pizza's gonna be done, Pete.
He's a psyop. I don't believe in Pete anymore.
You think Pete is just an extension?
I think Pete is a government op. I think he is planted there by the CIA... to try and get my pizza secrets, to try to steal my loadouts,
figure out your loadouts, your genius level loadouts,
my genius level loadouts, and use them for, it's like that drill tweet about where Obama's watching him take a shit and saying, like, he's wiping back to front so he doesn't get poop on his balls. This guy's good. It's like that, but my pizza loadouts.
God damn it.
Because
Alan.
There's, think about it. There's millions of combinations of pizza loadouts, and like for them to come out with try every single one would take forever, but they have an instant access to my loadouts and then a podcast where I review those loadouts.
This is like a fighting game where, like, you know that you have to know that at this point, if you're entering a fighting game tournament, or like in the, do you know what I mean? Like a tournament in a fighting game universe, you know that they're copying your moves to create the ultimate martial artist.
Yeah, exactly. That is what's happening. Somebody is making you touch a magic basketball, and then and then sucking all of your basketball, your fighting game juice out of it. You touch
your
like
podcasting
a
podcasting juice, though, Alan.
God, somebody makes me touch like a. What I'm saying is that
they're going to make you touch a piece of blue chew that's going to suck out your energy, or a Casper mattress.
Those aliens made me sleep on a mattress that sucked out my podcasting energy, and inside of it also has the podcasting energy of Mark Maron, Joe Rogan,
the masters,
Scott Aukerman, Jesse Thorne,
Radio Lab, all the McElroys,
the Radio Lab,
Radio Lab guy who's like, oh, I don't know what that thing is.
The
dumbest man.
The dumbest guy. There's Jack.
Mike Krulwich, you dumb fuck.
Mike Krulwich, God, I fucking hate this Bokeh and Tsukome routine that him and Chad Abumrad have to do.
Chad Abumrad. Do you think that show is so overproduced that you think that after every single time he's like, I don't know what that is, Chad? He's like, you fucking dumbass.
You dumb piece of shit. You've been on this show with me for 20 fucking years and you still don't know what any of this is.
You got a genius grant and you don't even fucking know what a meteorite is.
God.
I don't know what this is.
Which way did it go, Jad? Which way did it go? Like, I fucking
a
hate...
Bullwinkle. What's improv, Jad? Jad, God. It's a bicycle.
It is a Bokeh and Tsukome routine. It is exactly that. It's just They're like Yakuza side characters. I fucking hate them.
Oh, God, man.
I'm so fucking mad. He's Moe through helplessness.
No.
Fucking Robert Krulwich. Also, there was that time that there was that lady from, like, was it Vietnam or whatever, was talking about how the government used chemical weapons. And he's like, oh, I don't believe that. I don't think that happened. And it's like, Robert, you're the dumbest motherfucker on earth. Why are you suddenly
start every podcast going, what?
Why are you suddenly an expert about what chemical weapons were used in Vietnam? Like,
I don't know about that one, Chad.
It's just, so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
It's just like the only things he knows about is like that. And then like, I guess like Pizzagate or something stupid. Fucking Robert Krulwich. God damn it. I'm glad I stopped listening to that show. I wish he was 99% invisible so I wouldn't have to see him. I know that's a different kind of show, but they do a similar thing. You understand? It's kind of similar to Radiolab in a way. 99% invisible.
Oh, God.
Pizza Hut's new pickup lockers will eliminate interactions with employees. This is a good thing for me, who's becoming a hermit.
Like people, you've given up.
I have given up on...
Your best friend is your car now, not
my
me.
Best friend is my car. I did program my car's computer with the personality of Mia the Lamia. Which means
it's
I want to
Knight Rider, but Knight Rider, but hornier.
Yeah, I have to pull over every like half mile.
See,
and jerk off.
It's funny because they had if this is like the Tesla thing, they wait. What car do you have again, Alan?
I have a Chevy Malibu.
Tesla already has an anime girl already pre-installed for Elon Musk. It's just it's the worst one. Like, what's the most basic? It's like a fucking Asuna from Sword Art Online.
Yeah, it's Asuna. Yeah, that's it. It's either like, that or it might.
Is this basic shit?
It might be Hestia from Danmachi. It might be.
Who?
What?
I know. I know who she is. I just care so fucking, little.
God, what if you did become the Robert Krulwich of anime?
Well, I don't know what an in-betweener is. What's that?
Chad, I don't understand this thing about my little sister is so cute. I don't get it.
What is it? I didn't watch the OVAs at the end. I don't see what's the problem with their relationship.
I don't get it. Kiss ex sis? Who's sis?
It's just watching all the most problematic anime, like...
God. God, fucking Robert Krulwich. Krulwich sounds like a sandwich that an alien would make for you.
Oh, man.
I hate it. So basically, Pizza Hut has stolen the Little Caesars pizza portal idea, and they've made these like little like lockers, essentially, that you can just grab your pizzas out of.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Have you done
the pizza portal yet?
Not yet, no.
I'm usually one to resist stupid technology gimmicks that are ultimately going to lose people jobs. Yeah. But, man, when it opens up, you're like, damn.
Wow, the future's real.
The future is real.
The thing is,
and the future is wild.
The future is wild. I'm always thinking about the squonks or whatever they're called.
The squonks and the flish.
The flish. I'm always thinking about the flish. God, man, this is really going to be really funny for somebody who watched Animal Planet in the early 2000s.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Russ, we could have been friends if we met when we were 8 years old and we were only watching The Future is Wild and The Most Extreme.
Alien Planet.
Yep. If we were watching all those shows, God, Alien Planet. I can't believe
that. The aliens with the word weird wheel legs and...
Don't even get Ren started about the wheeled aliens.
Oh man, is that where that came from?
No, there's a Wikipedia article on wheeled animals that every time we show it to Ren, then she like goes off into like a weird like rabbit hole of looking at wheeled animals.
Yeah.
I almost typed in aminal.
Are you freaking Muppet now?
Yeah. Wheeled animals. If you Google wheeled animals, then in the Google images, you do see a bunch of cool pictures, like a cat that has wheels on its feet, or like a turtle that has wheels attached to its legs, etc. There's a lot of cool wheeled animals, but I don't know. People do wonder Could an animal have a wheel attached to its body? It's a good question. There's actually a surprisingly like in-depth thing about saying like, well, if you had a wheel, it had to be, it would have to develop and be like some sort of like thing that's like somewhat separate from the rest of your body. So maybe it would be like a keratin based structure, like your hair or fingernails. That's like, that forms the wheel that's on some sort of axle that's attached to the rest of your body. It's very strange. It's very, very strange. But maybe possible. There's also a demon that's a wheeled animal, that I'm going to paste right here in the Discord. This looks cool. This is kind of reminds me of that one dream I had where I was, where I had goat hoof hands and I was running around the Vatican. Do you remember that dream I had, I told you about?
Yeah. Beelzebub style.
Yeah. Well, this is the demon Ware, who's like a big wheel man with, goat legs. Very cool demons. Anyway, Pizza Hut's just ripping off fucking Little Caesars. It makes more sense for Pizza Hut, though, because I think Little Caesars, you're always just, like, getting a hot and ready, so the pizza portal doesn't really make much sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With like,
I'm the only person who does not like the hot and readies, and I think every time I eat them, they're overcooked.
That's kind of the thing with Little Caesars is the kind of pizza that, like, is okay if you, it's, like, been sitting out for a while. Because it's just kind of, I don't know, it's just whatever. I've got a story from the Good News Network.
I love good news.
Hey, no news is bad news. This is, Angelo's Pizza. Oh, it's not my Angelo's Pizza. This is some other guy named Angelo in New Jersey, who instead of using milk cartons to raise awareness for missing persons and pets, Angelo's Pizza in Mattawan, New Jersey has started attaching lost animal flyers to pizza boxes. The owner of the restaurant, who is not named Angelo, he's named John Sanfratello, said he got the idea after he saw a neighbor's Facebook post about a missing cat. He was struck by it because the cat looked just like his own, who went missing for an entire week. Did his neighbor steal his cat? Or clone his cat? We don't care if they're customers or not. I'm concerned about how we can help. This is a small gesture on our part, but pets are family members after all. Somebody's offering a $5,000 reward for this lost German Shepherd puppy.
Damn.
It's a seeing eye puppy, so maybe that's why. Oh, it's a working dog. Okay. Well, that's important that somebody finds it, I guess. More so than usual, even, but that's a big reward. Russ, have you ever thought about becoming not Dog the Bounty Hunter, but a dog bounty hunter?
I've thought about it, but animals don't like me.
Yeah. Like,
and when you try to return an animal while wearing an Ahigao shirt and smelling like a Smash Bros. Tournament, it's just not going to end good.
Well, you know how, like, in the wild, like, a lot of animals have, like, camouflage where they have big fake eyes to make like, predators think that they're, like, bigger than they are or that, like, they're some other kind of monster? They see you in your Ahigao shirt, and they don't know what you are. They think you're some sort of, like, eldritch, like, Lovecraftian monster.
Yeah, I'm a bloodborne enemy.
They think you're, like, a Shoggoth or something. Like, yeah. They don't know what's going on.
Oh,
and
God,
they immediately lose so many sanity points.
Bloodborne cosplayers are always attacking me.
That is true. They're always hitting you with their switch axes, that sort of thing. Muskets, yeah. And shit.
And I punch him and I go back to a fucking steampunk convention, you piece of shit.
Oh boy.
Back to the Ren Faire, you dumb fuck.
Russ, should I go back and beat Bloodborne?
I never beat Bloodborne, so
that's
you
all
don't
you
have
fucking
to
talk about, Russ. How do you not beat it?
I'll tell you, it's not be very good at the game.
Oh, I got pretty far. I got past Rom the Vacuous Spider and everything.
I did too. That's like right when I hit it and I was like, okay. And then I left for Paris. And then I came back. I'm like, I can't.
Paris is basically like Yharnam or whatever anyway,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Everybody hates you.
Everybody hates you. You do have to do some dashes. You dash around and stuff.
There's a quick travel system. But
there's a shield, but it sucks. It's kind of a joke.
Yeah, I wore my shield, the wrestling group t-shirt because I'm a mark.
Did you ever fucking play Sekiro?
No.
Russ, go play Sekiro immediately.
Well, I got fired when it came out.
Did you get fired because of Sekiro?
I got fired because of Sekiro.
Did you do what I did and try to do
a Dishonored my lord.
You tried to do a shinobi execution at work?
I was the one who farted in Logan Paul's face. It's a shinobi. You know how you work as a ninja for Raysipe? That's
yeah.
Where you get your fabulous riches from and have your own, like, minor castle?
Yes, yes, yes.
I was a Shinobi in the service of Logan Paul, and I farted in his face, and that's why he has pink eye.
Oh, or did you do? Did you do one of the? You had a, unlike me, who has a prosthetic arm that I used to put my ninja gadgets into. You had a prosthetic butt, and you shot a smoke bomb out of there.
Yeah,
you did the ninja firecrackers.
The ninja fire, of course.
Shinobi firecracker. Sorry, I had to use the Onyomi pronunciation and not the Kunyomi pronunciation.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know how there's the famous legend that ninjas could tell time based on how large a cat's eyes were?
No, I didn't.
Yes, well, ninjas are apparently able to tell what time it is based on, like,
how dilated your ass.
Yeah. Well, it was me, but a gamer's eye.
Oh, a gamer's eye.
Yeah.
At what point of the day are your pupils the biggest?
Well, it's based at a Smash Bros. Tournament, so your eyes are biggest when you're wobbling with the ice climbers. So.
They did something similar to me, but it's that my eyes get biggest at 420.
You're using the ninja's vape to create a smoke screen and escape, right?
Yeah, yeah. I have the what's the thing from Naruto?
The kunai?
No, the thing with the eyeball.
The Sharingan?
I have the Sharingan in my... I smoke the weed and it gives me Sharingan.
So it doesn't work that way. It's hereditary. No, not that kind of... You're not Paimon.
Wasn't Paimon the name of the guy from Gatchaman Crowds? The little panda man?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I watched that anime. It's good.
I don't watch shit.
You need to start watching anime again, Russ.
I don't know.
You are really becoming the Robert Krulwich of anime. You're like, you're like,
what the fuck's that? You're
like, do I like my mom and her two hit multi attacks? Who's mom? I don't understand. What's a multi attack?
No, I only play video games like Call of Duty.
They don't have any sort of RPG based systems in that.
Nary a mother in sight.
Yeah. Yeah,
those products.
The only moms I hear about in that is people screaming at their moms to let them play for a few more minutes. Oh boy,
Robert Krulwich.
He's an official enemy of the podcast now.
We have to destroy Robert Krulwich.
God, Robert Krulwich, you're next. First Pepper, then you. Sonic news, views, reviews, and tudes. Did the Sonic movie get delayed?
There's rumors to say so.
There is rumors earlier this week. So this all started because the Sonic movie Twitter account changed their bio briefly to speeding into theaters March 2020. And now they've changed it back to February 2020. So I guess that was a typo. I don't know why they did that. I don't know what was going on here.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows what was going on? At which point the bio... The movie's official Facebook page still shows the November release. So they haven't updated that either. Basically, this amounts to... The Sonic people should let us run the accounts.
Yeah. I think they should.
First of all, what would be your first change if you were running the Sonic movie Twitter account?
I would start an ARG. We love bees style.
We love bees. And
I love bees. And I would start transforming Sonic fans, like using, you know, proving that Sonic, the old Sonic, is actually a being from another dimension that to be feared. Maybe starting like a weird cult around Sonic.
You're going full Lovecraft on this.
I'm going full Lovecraft. Then I'm going to convince people to have sex with fish.
God. Is it one of the Freedom Fighters from Underwater?
Yeah, it's a fucking the skunk guy.
Like Ray the Manta or whatever the fuck.
Ray the Manta.
I'm talking about like the underwater ones. You're thinking of somebody else.
Sonic have a mermaid friend?
There's no mermaids, no. It's just like dolphins, like whale people or something. It's all kind of shitty. God. They don't really look like the things they have. And also, even though they're underwater, they all have legs, which is very weird to me, and I don't like it. That's something from only the comics, so you decide.
Only 90s kids will get that one.
Only 90s kids who read those comics will get that one.
Yeah, only people who were reaching for a copy of Betty and Veronica Double Digest and actually grabbed a copy of the Sonic.
I was always reaching for Betty and Veronica Double Digest because I wanted to be digested by both of them. Bravo, boom!
Yeah. Oh, man.
God. Russ, when are you going to fucking get into Riverdale?
Probably soon, or maybe never.
It's all on Netflix now.
It's all on Netflix.
You're unemployed. You have plenty of time to watch Riverdale.
I gotta play Final Fantasy 14 instead.
Ugh, gross. Watch Riverdale. You can do both at the same time. It's not like the most intensive show. It's not like it's subtitled, Russ. You can just watch it.
I could just watch it. I don't know. Put it on while I go on a bike ride.
It's good. You'll finally learn about the organ harvesting and the paramilitary organizations and the Gargoyle King. All the good stuff. Speaking of good stuff, I don't know if this is good or not. A series of Sonic the Hedgehog movie figurines may never see the release due to their design. So this was intended to be sold in theaters. There are some conceptual Sonic movie figures that were made, but since he got redesigned, they're just kind of stuck in limbo forever now. One is Sonic, like, sitting on the inside of a big ring. One is just him kind of standing with his arms crossed, kind of doing a, you know, I had to do it to him.
Oh my God.
Style pose. And then the other one is him with his feet as a big blur in that classic figure eight that we all know and love. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they made that in a figure. That's actually kind of crazy. But maybe they'll, I don't know if they'll redesign. I think they're cool poses and they look like amiibos, basically.
This is supposed to be like a soda cup topper or something. Like,
I think this might be like the thing where I spend the extra $20 to get the fancy big popcorn that comes with, like, yeah, it's on top of the soda cup or something, and it comes with like a commemorative Sonic bucket or something like that.
It's kind of like, it's funny because you would go to the movie theater to buy that and then leave and just watch a movie at your house sitting on your couch.
Yes.
Why would you watch a movie among the plebes?
It is true. Well, when I go to the movie theater, I usually buy extra seats around me.
Oh, man.
I've done that once or twice before, because I am literally just a monster at this point. But
you have transformed into...
I need to be taken down, is what I'm saying. I don't do that in booked shows where I'm taking somebody's seat for, like, seeing, like, Avengers opening weekend. I just do that when, like, I really don't want to sit next to somebody.
Oh my God. What movies are you seeing that you just physically can't?
I don't want to sit next to somebody during the awkward sex scene in Midsommar. I did actually sit next to a lady and her husband who were watching that movie, and then we're just kind of like, what is this? During that weird scene. I was laughing because I know.
Oh, that's a freaking comedy to you.
It is freaking comedy to me. It's like, oh, these foolish white people in Sweden.
The white people are these, the white hets
they're,
are at it
they're
again.
They're at it again, baby.
The hets, that, I mean, you could literally describe that movie as the hets are at it again.
It's true. It's true.
Do be like that.
It'd be like that.
You take some drugs once and you suddenly everything bad happens.
I mean, that they do have a really... Remember when I was in Portland and I was zooted out of my mind and, like, we went to that izakaya and, like, we were, like, you know, ordered, like, tempura and, like, udon and shit. And I was eating it with chopsticks, which I still don't know to this day how I was able to, like, manage that. Because, like, I couldn't feel my hands. And also when I put the food in my mouth, I couldn't feel my mouth. And until, like, 5 seconds later after I was already chewing it, it's like I had it's like I had a lag switch. And that's what it felt like in Midsommar. That's what a lot of things feel like. If Ravi turned and, like, clapped in my face, I would have, like, reality would have rippled for me. And, like, I would have been, like, it would have freaked me out, like, hardcore.
It would have been, like, the ending of Audrey's plot in a Twin Peaks The Return, where you'd be like, I'm in a white room.
I'm just screaming. There's this little guy, and he keeps telling me that I need to go out, but I need to get my coat, and I don't know what's
that's
going on.
That's not a nice way to talk about me.
Yeah. Oh, that's fair. You kept on telling me to, like, come on, Alan, we gotta get our coat and get out of here.
Gotta go to the Bang Bang.
You're trying to get me to go to the Comedy Bang Bang show.
Yeah, listen.
You're like, Ho-Ho's gonna be there.
Yeah. Zooks.
Hey, Nog Man. The TikTok Man from John Wick 3. Don't you want to see him? Remember when he was called the TikTok man?
The TikTok man. Yeah, anyway. I mean,
God,
cursed,
how cool
the
would
most
it be
cursed
if,
TikTok of all.
Yeah, Jason Manzuka showed up and he was doing the Cuphead rap in John Wick.
That sounds like a Stan user who kills people via TikTok, the app.
God, that would be like, so cool. Do you think do you think Paisley Park in Part 8 can do that?
That would rule, like, somebody's watching TikTok and they're like, why am I in this TikTok? Why am I doing a little dance? Why is that weird robotic monster thing behind me? My God!
That's basically either, like, the man in the mirror stand, but, like, you're looking into your phone. That's actually really cool.
That's a good idea. Araki, write that down.
It's like it's like man in the mirror, but you can only see it through, like, your front-facing camera or something. That's actually a really good idea. That's probably going to be a horror movie that, like, something on Netflix is going to rip off in, like, two years. But, anyway,
The Bye Bye Man 2, the TikTok man.
Bye Bye Man 2.
Don't like it, don't comment.
Oh, man. We gotta watch
the Bye Bye Man. But thinking of the Bye Bye Man becoming, like, a conservative YouTube guy...
God. If you don't like, don't subscribe. Don't like, don't subscribe. you see like a Greek statue head like in the corner of your room, and you turn around and it's not there anymore. you look at your own reflection and like a cartoon top hat has appeared on your head.
And then there's just you look back at the mirror and scrawled in blood on the mirror is like, facts don't care about your feelings.
God, there needs to be something like that where like Ben Shapiro is the little horror movie guy. That's Gremlins 3. He's the main gremlin.
Gremlins are scary now. They made Chucky an app.
They made Chucky is basically, they made that movie scarier for me because he's basically Pepper now. They made Pepper.
Wait, I'm looking at the production credits of it.
Yep.
Pepper Robot?
Huh?
That couldn't be the same. That couldn't be the same.
No.
Unless.
Surely that's a pseudonym.
No. That can't be. No. That's ridiculous. No.
Oh, boy. Ooh. Russ, don't look behind you.
Oh, no.
It's Amiglio. Oh, wait, anyway, that's just my Amiglio that I kept since I was 5 because it disappointed me so much. And I spill drinks on him every day.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, God. Let's go on over to something else that's equally scary.
Yes. Sonic Boom episode 76. Oddly enough, this is about a weird evil robot. So this is episode 76, Eggman's brother. This starts by, there's some weird subplot where, like, Sonic is beating up all the bad robots before, the J.J. Abrams bad robots, before everybody else can, and they get pissed off at him or something. And then Eggman's brother, Steve Eggman, appears, and Eggman doesn't remember having a brother, which is very weird and raises some questions about, like, what was Eggman's life before. Like, does he have any memories of childhood? Did he get isekai'd into this world? Like, what happened?
I don't know.
What is this?
Maybe whatever gave him hyper-intelligence affected his ability to remember.
Oh, do you think he's a Dr. Stone? No, Dr. Stone remembers everything because he was counting. Because he's so smart and the smartest thing you can do is know big numbers, he was counting the whole time. So that's how he knows.
I really do not like Dr. Stone. Are you just disappointed it wasn't Dr. Stone?
That too, and also that it's kind of Jimmy Neutron, but shittier.
Whoa!
It's basically shitty Jimmy Neutron is all I'm saying.
Jimmy Neutron never taught me how to make a bomb, though. Out of, like, saltpeter and shit.
Did you watch the most recent episode?
No, I read all the manga, though, up to a certain point.
In the most recent episode, they got to the bomb-making part, and he's like, hey, here's how to make gunpowder. And then a little robot version of him pops up and says, hey, these are the actual instructions of how to make gunpowder. Don't do this. which is true. They opened the anime by just getting some stuff wrong, though, which pissed me off. It's like, I'm of the opinion that it's like, this is my stance about, like, the whole Neil deGrasse Tyson bullshit, is that it's like, you can put, if you're going to pretend that everything in your show or your anime is legit science, it better be. Because it's all or nothing, baby. Either just say it's fake and, like, you can pretend it's super science and don't explain it. That's fine by me. I don't care at that point. I'm not going to Neil deGrasse Tyson it. But if you say, like, no, this is real shit. This is hard sci-fi, man. And then you're like, oh, we're stone guys and this molecule looks kind of like this one, but some extra bits on there. And it's like, no, it doesn't. Like, that's not what gasoline and... what was the other thing that he was dealing with? It was gasoline and something else. It's like, yeah, they don't, that's like not what they look like. Like, it's like, you, it's like, if you're going to be doing this, you got to do it all right.
Can I, Alan, I have some breaking news. Do we have, you know how Doughboy says breaking chews? Should we have like, speedy news?
Please tell me Dr. Stone died.
Hideo Kojima tweeted, my best friend, Nicholas Winding Refn, appears in my Death Stranding as Heartman, and I appear as cameo in his Too Old to Die Young episode 4. It's available on Amazon Prime. If you haven't seen yet, please watch and enjoy. The implication is that me and Alan, neither of us can become Hideo Kojima's best friend.
Well, so Norman used to be his best friend, and then he did a friendship ended with Norman. Now Nicholas Winding Refn is my best friend.
What did he do? What did he do to lose?
I think he probably didn't let him do a cameo on The Walking Dead.
Oh, wow. That could be it.
Kojima definitely wanted to do a cameo on The Walking Dead, and like he and Norman couldn't like pull the strings to get it to happen. But
do
then,
you think it was the other way that like Hideo Kojima kept wanting to look at his ass? And
maybe.
Yeah.
That's how most of my friendships end.
hey, pardon me. I need to look at your ass for this project I'm working on.
I'm a scientist. It's okay. I'm Dr. Stone.
I need to bounce nickels off your butt.
I need to bounce some nickels Winding Refn off your butt, please.
pretty funny.
Pretty funny. Hey, really good jokes.
Can we skip the Sonic Boom episode?
No, hold on. Let me just talk one more. Okay, first of all, we'll get through it quickly. Have we talked about how my theory is that Heartman, they say that Heartman's whole thing is that his heart stops every 21 minutes for 3 minutes so he can go search in the afterlife for his family or something. My thought is that, like, what if he's actually in an isekai world for 3 minutes at a time?
Oh, man.
And he's just, like, hanging out with, like, a busty elf babe or something.
Oh, yeah. And she's in love with him, but tsundere.
Has that ever been, like, an isekai where it's somebody who, like, keeps on having these near-death experiences? And, like, each near-death experience, like, they might only technically be dead for, like, you know, 6 seconds or something, but it lasts, like, you know, like, a year or something like that. And then, like, they wake up and they get pulled out of it, and they're like, I gotta go back! I gotta get back to my wife, Aqua! You know, that kind of... I think that'd be a really good thing. Has that happened? Wait, that might have happened in the Shield Hero show. Fuck! I remember reading something, and I think that might have been it. Fuck. I guess we gotta watch it now. I guess we gotta watch the fucking show that was made by fucking Peter Sweden and Ben Shapiro and all these other fucking weird
Shield
guys.
Hero. I can't remember if I was reading Shield Hero or a late era Frank Miller comic. What's the difference?
There was the guy did give a bunch of lemonade to the Green Lantern. In anyway, Eggman's brother. Yeah, Eggman's brother appears. He looks like Boris Johnson, but with a mustache. He's got big blonde hair. He kind of talks like a surfer dude for a while. And then it's revealed that he's not Eggman's brother, but a weird shape-shifting robot from another dimension named Morpho. And he impersonates Sonic's friends to isolate him. He's like to cause misunderstandings and he hot glues Amy to the ground with like weird cum or something.
cum tribute.
He does a cum tribute.
The funniest thing to happen during this episode is when Alan went, oh, finally Sonic Boom does a cum tribute.
And then immediately after that, he's like, ha, I'm going to get you and your furry friends once and for all. I'm like, whoa, jeez.
Oh my god.
God, this guy hates fucking furries and Steve Eggman.
This finally explains the battle between Eggman and Sonic.
He hates them for being too anthro, maybe. Maybe he wants them to be more furry. This is kind of like how we felt after we watched the Cats trailer.
Cats don't dance?
Cats don't be like that.
Cats don't be like that. No, I keep forgetting the Cats trailer was real and not a joke.
I don't forget it because I can't handle how hot the Taylor Swift cat is. Like, more than the real person that exists in the world, and that is raising a lot of questions in my life. But anyway, Eggman's brother, yeah, he does all the shape-shifting stuff, but then all of Sonic's friends come back and rejoin him because the power of friendship. And then they beat up Morpho and Eggman, and then Morpho turns into a pogo stick, and Eggman jumps away on him. So I guess he's just out there now, just doing stuff. I don't know. They don't resolve it very much.
We out here.
We out
it's
here.
It's a society.
We're pogo sticks. It's a society. Okay, I've got
I'm
a good
freaking Joker, baby.
I'm the Joker. Gotta love me. I got a tude this week.
Oh no.
Okay, this is Mike the Extreme Hog. I want you to tell me what he is, what he looks like.
Is it friend of the show Mike Bachman of the Drunks and Dragons podcast wearing a Sonic hat?
No.
That'd
be
funny.
Do you want to take one more guess?
To keep it in my new wrestle theme, is it Mick Foley wearing a Sonic hat?
No. So he is a hedgehog echidna hybrid, which is what an extreme hog is. So it basically looks like he has the front part of Sonic's hair, kind of, and then the back part of Knuckles' hair, kind of. He's got yellow hair, a blue shirt, and then some like red pants with like black flames at the bottom.
Now that's cool. I'm looking at this guy now.
He's extreme. He's giving you like fuck me eyes, and he's leaning against. Is that an arcade machine or is that just like a pattern?
I think that's a coin star.
I think that's a. He's like, yeah, I got a jar full of quarters, baby.
I've been using these quarters. This is all the change I've gone from Taco Bell, because I only use cash. I'm off the grid. And
God, he's been listening to TJX6. He went to the Bitcoin machine and then went and downloaded some bins. Yeah. So his date of birth is April 4th. He's chaotic good. He lives in Los Angeles, California. His theme song is Inside the Circus Tent, which is a Professor Layton track.
What?
From Professor Layton and the Miracle Mask.
I was so ready for an ICP.
Nope. Here's a TLDR version of his bio. Father was a moron, raised by old bird, has spiritual entity living in his head due to mistake he made with an artifact, and he is a moron. Before Mike was born, his father, Drake the Echidna, was a complete moron. He got high all the time, drank every day, and snorted coke off the Empire State Building.
Now that rules.
Now how does that work?
That
now,
rules.
Now, his father is an echidna, so he could, you know, presumably climb the Empire State Building. Is he just, like, pouring it down the side and snorting it off the side? Like, how does that work?
That rule, like, the little safeguard, he probably crawled over it and just found a side and just, oh.
Yes. So one day, while high and drunk at the same time, he wandered into a hotel and sweet-talked a waitress and then got it on with her, and that's how our hero was born. His father completely forgot Mike existed and went to become a fantasy rock star with no one but himself, filling every role in the... So he's like Greg Universe now? His page on this wiki got wiped clean, and he vanished without a trace. If you get wiped from the wiki, do you die in real life? Oh my god, did Jared the Fox 92, is he dead for real now?
Jared the Fox is gone forever.
God,
that happens with real Wikipedia too.
Well, no, his article still exists, so I guess his creation still exists. Not that Mike would really care, considering he was a natural born moron. Like father, like son, eh? He was raised by an elderly albatross named Renkall. Being an old mechanic with very little family left, Renkall raised the young half-breed son like his own, teaching him everything he knew about machines, his moral code, and how to not be a total Marty Stew. This guy is really epic. Soon, however, the old bird passed away, leaving Mike an orphan at the age of 17. From then on, Mike went on to become a daredevil and treasure hunter. He also has a spirit living in his subconscious due to him breaking an ancient treasure. That sucks. His fighting style.
To the best of us.
While it may seem odd, he's actually a pacifist and tries to avoid violence whenever possible. If he does have to fight, he will always try to disarm, or if they were without a weapon, try to outlast the opponent with pure stamina. Renkall taught him that violence is wrong and he shouldn't hurt anyone. He has no combat abilities or any convenient magic powers, so he has to rely on his ability to sneak. Naturally, it has flaws. If he can't escape or disarm, then somebody will just kill him. Jeremy is a spiritual entity that resides in Mike's subconscious. He spends most of his time questioning Mike's actions and mocking him. Being a voice in a moron's head, he acts like Mike's personal guide through life. Seeing as how he will not be playing cribbage anytime soon. What does that mean? This person seems like they're epic. I think like this person. Well, the trivia here says Mike is primarily based on Ed from Ed, Edd n Eddy.
This hurts my head. I thought, okay, this is one of those things where like you see the ingenuity of OC makers and fanfic writers, and you just go like, why? You could literally make a guy with a sword or a gun or like any, or like a guy who's a professional skateboarder. Like there's a universe of stuff you can do, and you're like, ooh, I want to make my character like some asshole from a cartoon.
But he's not even an asshole from a cartoon. He doesn't even, he like lives in Los Angeles, and he.
He's a guy looking for a job. He's an unpaid.
In the past versions of this page, Mike used to have ice powers that were given no explanation as to how they were acquired. This was brought on by my love of Infamous 2, as I was currently fanboying after playing it.
Okay, so if this guy is based on his interests at the moment,
Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Ed, Edd n Eddy. What is Mike the Extreme Hog now? Like an unpaid writer in L.A.?
Well, Mike came into being after he fooled around with some Sonic and Knuckles sprites. So that's how he was invented, because like I said, literally, like he's kind of got like Sonic's front half of the head and Knuckles' back half of the head. Yeah, so it's weird. This was made by, I think this is, wait, what? This is made by a guy named Mr. Monty. I can confirm that he was indeed once a serious character. However, as I growed and matured, he became more of a joke, even when he was serious back then when I was a young teen. I mostly made him so people would laugh at him and have a fun time reading about him. I hope you giggled at least a bit. If you did, then I did my job, winky face.
You know what? I need you to take this shit more seriously, dude. I think I've only done this once or twice before, but I'm giving this dude an F.
Yeah, I think this is, yeah.
Failure. Mike the Extreme Hog. More like extremely dumb. More Mike the Extremely Dumb Hog.
Now, hold on. I've got a good comment here by Rusty Porcupine. Lol, this is a pretty funny character, and I used to love Animaniacs. Wacko was my favorite. I love Wacko's Wish.
Oh, man.
God. Wacko was my favorite.
Oh, man.
I mean, I used to watch Animaniacs, too. Which one's the one that talks like John Lennon? Is that Wacko?
Yakko or Dot?
It's not Dot. I think it's Wacko. He's the one that's like...
It is Wacko. He's the one that's it like, is Wacko's wish.
It is Wacko's wish. Was his wish that the other Beatles would die before him? Or like, what was the... What is Wacko's wish? Why does he talk like a Beatle? The other two aren't British. What's going on?
I don't know.
Something we don't talk enough about is how in cartoons, you can just have a sibling that's, like, British. And that's very scary to me. Because what if one of my siblings turned British all of a sudden?
No, no.
What if they got Phineas or Ferbed?
God, oh no. The thought of getting Phineas... Did you see the thing going around Twitter today of the person who pitched up Billy Joe Armstrong?
No, I didn't.
And it sounds exactly like Phineas from Phineas and Ferb.
No, I didn't see that. I don't want to. I'm terrified.
It is Eldritch. I don't like it.
Is that how, like, in episode 19 of Evangelion, they pitch down Rey's voice actress to make the Evangelion noises? What?
Oh, God.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Now I'm scared.
All the Ava, like, screaming noises when she's eating the, when she's like eating the angel and stuff, all that's just the voice actors for Rey and Yui Akari, but they just like pitched her down like a shit ton and made it sound like a monster.
That's insane. I never knew that.
Yeah. That's why it's a good show. Forget about the whole episode 24, 25 and 26. It's a good show.
Okay.
You know what? Should we go into what? Fan? Oh, you know what? Hideaki Anno, you are worthy of my grace.
Oh.
Did you hear the thing about, I didn't know this, but this they mentioned this on the Waypoint podcast. Did you know that apparently Kaworu is based off of
Ikuhara?
Is based off Ikuhara. I didn't know that.
I learned about that recently too, and that blew my mind.
Because apparently he's like, yeah, that's how he talks, and like that's our relationship. I'm like, wait, huh?
Makes perfect sense, oh, but also I mean, it's completely insane.
I mean, I've seen a picture of Ikuhara wearing like a full leather bodysuit. Like, I get it. Like, he's so cool. But, like, that made him even more, like, the king of the gays. Like, even more. Like, truly the best. That's just wild to me.
It's insane.
Was he, like, is he, like, floating and monologuing, like, ah, yes, this is the greatest invention among the Lilim. Like, does he just do that all the time? God. Kunihiko Ikuhara, come on Hogcast.
Hey, Ikuhara, you're a friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Please come on.
You might have saw me photographed outside of the Sarazan Mai pop-up. I'm a big fan.
He's just looking and he's like, that young person gave that girl what was it again?
It was the
coaster?
Yeah, it was a little commemorative coaster, and she wanted the Mabu one. And so I traded her for her shitty Enta one. Enta's fine. He's okay. He's not the coolest. I wanted one of the hot cops. But that proved we are all connected in a circle.
Yes. And you touched his heart so that hopefully he'll come on the show.
Hopefully he'll come on the show. Did you know he was an extra in Shin Godzilla?
No.
He was an extra in a mob fleeing from Godzilla, uncredited.
God damn it.
God.
Should we go into fan questions, Alan?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a couple. We'll speed round them. Which fast food places represent each of the three houses in Fire Emblem Three Houses for Nintendo Switch?
Okay, I've played this one, like, about an hour or two of it. So let me handle this. The Black Eagle House, which is weirdly, like, red themed. I don't understand that. They're the most goth of the houses. So what's the most goth fast food chain?
Fast food pizza chain?
Oh, does it say pizza, or do they just say fast food?
Ravi said fast food pizza places.
Ooh, that's rough.
That's harder.
Domino's is Blue Lions.
Yeah, yeah.
No, hold on a second. I was going to say Little Caesar's Golden Deer. I think Papa John's is Golden Deer.
Oh, no.
And I think Blaze is the Black Eagles.
Yeah.
Yeah,
That checks out for me.
I think that's it. I'm also looking at Ikuhara's Wikipedia page. He has expressed interest in the possibility of collaborating with David Lynch someday. God, what can we do to make that happen?
No, God. Somebody call David Lynch's agent or whatever.
I think there's a better world where David Lynch did direct the Blood on the Leaves video for Kanye, and Kanye, like, became radicalized by that and didn't turn alt-right. And then also he worked with Ikuhara on something, and I don't even know what they would make.
Oh, my God. Okay, Dan H., friend of the show, asks, if you had to live in a house with one Sonic character, who would you choose as your roommate and why?
I feel like we've done this one before.
Rouge the Bat.
Yeah, Rouge the Bat.
Rouge the Bat. She hang upside down the closet and would take up Rune. I don't know.
Okay, now I am going to say this, though. Rouge the Bat obviously is the correct choice, but it's not without its drawbacks. Rouge the Bat is definitely has... What's the most elegant way for me to phrase this?
She's a cop.
She's not a cop.
Well, she works with the FBI.
She just seduced the cops. That's different.
Yeah.
Rouge the Bat has a messy room energy to her.
Oh, no.
Which is how you know that pussy's yanking. But it is like the kind of thing, like, don't ever go into her bathroom because it's just like a bunch of hair everywhere. There's like a spilled, like, nail polish thing on the sink. Like, it is not great in there. It's very bad. There's, like, clothes everywhere. But it's yanking, so what can I say?
What can you say?
Don't ask how I know this. But that's if you couldn't pick Rouge the Bat, who would you pick?
I was thinking Vector the Crocodile. He could DJ your parties for you.
I feel like he's the kind of guy that's, like, he's always going to be, like, blasting his lo-fi hip-hop beats all the time.
But I'm always studying.
I mean, he has headphones, but they're always on his neck is the thing. That's the problem I have.
Hey, are you always testing him? Like, are you faking? Are you faking? Are you even listening to anything? Is that just for style? I take music way seriously.
Yeah. That's the other thing is that he would like see like me like with my AirPods in, and he's like, "Oh, that's a waste of money. You really need to get these Polk 3250 stereo head, you know, monitor headphones, and you need to plug it into this like preamp thing." I'm like, "Fuck off, Vector. I'm just trying to listen to a podcast. I don't need that. I don't need that to hear Robert Krulwich act like a dumbass."
Yeah.
God.
Oh, you could hear every single that escapes his lips.
I think
every
maybe
pee popped.
Maybe Espio might be a pretty chill roommate.
I don't know. It would be like living with a Naruto fan.
That is true. Is that the worst, though?
Maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I think we can both agree Ruse the Bat is the best option just because horny reasons.
Yeah. No.
Because she would be just taking a shower and go, "No peeking," and stuff all the time.
Yeah, just like a bad anime from 2002.
You would be tripping into those boobs all the time.
Oh no.
Do you think she'd make me an omelet rice, an amu rice?
An omu rice.
And draw like a big emerald on it with ketchup.
Oh my god. What? An anonymous person asked, "What flavor of Jolly Rancher is a relationship deal breaker?"
Watermelon.
Watermelon.
Have I talked on the show about how I really hate fake watermelon?
I used to love it as a kid, and something activated in my brain, and now I can't stand the stuff.
It's so fucking weird. It doesn't... First of all, I'm going to go ahead and say this. Watermelon's a bullshit fruit.
Whoa. Hey, whoa.
Watermelon's a bullshit fruit. It's just sugar water. Like, it's bad. It doesn't even... Like, the texture is, like, barely there. It's, like, three-dimensional, like, tissue paper. It sucks. And it's just sugar water. It feels like a Men in Black alien.
Damn.
I don't like it. It's bad.
God.
Fake watermelons.
I like it. I like putting the chili powder on it.
That is the only thing, but I will tell you this. If you're going to have like one of those good Mexican lollipops that has the chili powder on it, you always got to go like mango or tamarind.
Whoa. Okay, okay, okay. And our final one, would you rather pee or poo? Pee spelt like the little seed, P-E-A, and poo with an E at the end. Would you rather pee or poo? Asks anonymous.
So I feel like if you're peeing with a P-E-A, that means that a pee, like the vegetable, comes out of your urethra. And I have had kidney stones before, so I do not want to do that. So I don't know what poo with an E at the end is.
I think that's
Dan Quayle, what he does.
I think that's pooing so hard that you float out of your body like Winnie the Pooh did that one time.
Oh, that already happens. That's called me going to Popeye's, my friend. That's
oh,
what happens.
Boy. Waste bomb.
Oh, waste bomb. Full circle. We're all connected in a circle from beginning to end.
Anywho, this has been Hogcast Speedy Delivery, everybody.
Yes.
Thank you for coming. Thank you, Alan, for letting me into your house after you.
Yes,
I was a criminal.
I am going to devil in the white city you and open up a hatch in the floor.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Well,
before
I'm at the bottom of this shaft, everybody.
You are in my wine cellar right now.
Oh, God. I thought you said you didn't have one.
I lied.
Was that to throw the cops off?
Yep. That's
my... Cops would never make it to the end of a podcast.
They would never make it to the end of the podcast, but you're down there with my cask of Razor Montiato.
Oh, no.
But got anything
is
to plug, Russ?
Is this Kyle McLaughlin's wine?
Yep. Pursued by a Razor Montiato.
I'll just pretend like my comedy show that I'm a part of is a thing that people should go see.
If they're in Portland, they should.
I was on an episode of a Spec Script recently, which is a local Portland podcast. Somebody wants to check that out.
Did you plug our show?
No, it was a live show, and it ended once we finished reading the script. They immediately cut us off and told us to go home.
You plugged us on the radio that one time, though, right?
Yeah, I did.
And you described me as a leftist Twitter personality.
No, I never did. I've never plugged you on the radio either. I'm too afraid to.
I swore you. Where did you describe me as a leftist Twitter personality?
Like when I didn't I email something? I don't remember.
I thought that was on the radio. That's in my bio. I have to change it now.
Oh no!
You have to go do that. You have to. I thought that was very funny that I was a leftist Twitter personality. God, I hope they don't know about my house.
Oh no!
I have to change it now.
The riches from your Twitter feed.
My Twitter feed.
Antifa super soldier.
Yes, I'm just sipping on all these concrete milkshakes. speaking of riches, something that we've kind of done as a benefit. Well, we've done a spin-off podcast. Official title, I think, now is we've decided on Shootcast Jabroni Delivery. We mentioned this on the last episode, I think, where we've already recorded the first ep. It's a podcast we do with our friends Scott and JJ, and we are playing the Worldwide Wrestling RPG. It's a very fun, and if you like an actual play wrestling podcast.
It's like one of those, but funny.
But funny, and we're not like talking about like Homestuck or whatever. It's good.
Not about our feelings or any shit.
No, Scott plays a sad Bart Simpson. I play like an Elon Musk type, and JJ is like a sad old like Hulk Hogan type guy that nobody really likes anymore.
Basically, a countdown timer to getting me too.
Just a guy that's like going to get Bubba the Love Sponged sometime soon. And Russ plays a jobber NPC character named. Was it Chuffy Game Boy Cruise?
I've got some hot new NPCs coming soon, folks.
I've been thinking a lot about Chuffy Game Boy Cruise, the former esports player that became a professional wrestler.
Yeah,
it's a good podcast. We're probably gonna have that edited and out in sometime soon. And for Patreon backers, we are going to we're gonna revamp some of the Patreon tiers, and we are gonna make it to where you can decide the stipulations of a match. I think. So if you want to make it like a kendo stick match or something like that, then, or cage match or whatever the fuck, you can do that. I'm thinking we'll probably do this podcast kind of infrequently, maybe like on a monthly basis or something, but, we're going to like put the first episode out there probably on this feed, mm-hmm. I guess.
And it's going to be a fun podcast, and we're going to like fuck around with the format.
So yeah. It's more produced than this, where we just spent like an hour and a half screaming at Robert Krull, which. So anyway, yeah, I think that's good. So keep an eye out for that, Quillheads. And, anyway, unless you got anything else, Russ, I guess,
Nope, I think that's good.
Okay. All right. Till next time. Live and learn.
Okay, live and learn.